This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new report from the American Cancer Society, the death rate from cancer is down again. It's 25th straight years of decline here, 25 of them, a 27% drop over a quarter century. Getting people not to smoke is a big part of this. Also, new drugs, some of them very expensive. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The decline in the death rate has been remarkable, says Julie Kinnerly Shaw, the assistant director of pharmacy at the James Cancer Hospital in Ohio.
The breakthroughs that we've made in oncology over the past decade really are saving lives, but certainly the cost of saving lives has increased over the last decade as well.
The worldwide market for cancer drugs is one of the biggest in pharmaceuticals, more than $120 billion a year. And cancer drugs aren't like Advil. Many can only be used to fight specific types. Kinnerly Shaw says that drives up the cost in two ways.
Number one, there's less competition. But number two, it costs money to develop each of these drugs and to do clinical trials in multiple disease states.
But focusing on the cost of the drug alone is short-sighted, according to Dr. Lynn Lichtenfeld with the American Cancer Society.
It's not just about the drug. It's also about all the other associated costs. It's also the value of life and the quality of life.
In other words, treatments that allow patients to return to work and live at home are worth more than ones that require them to stay in the hospital. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.